Do we heal, do we bleed? I'm gonna follow your lead, but we could go all night. Hey y'all. Welcome to the first episode of the Necessary As Fuck podcast. I'm Key.
And I am Pree.
And we are... Why are we doing this?
Bitch.
Why? Why not?
Because we doing this because I think it's time for us to share our story. I know I am like the one who talks all the, you know, bullshit on social media. So this is giving people a different perception of myself. Actually, she doesn't say too much, but I say it all. So I think this is basically just letting everyone know our story, who we are, where we come from, and where we're going.
So, yeah. This first episode, we kind of just wanted to talk about, you know, how we became friends mm-hmm. and what happened on our little friendship journey.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So I met Krisha.
I don't even remember
in high school. We didn't like each other.
But I don't know why.
She was popular.
I was very popular.
High school cheerleader. And I was like into my academics. And
you
I did
be a nerd.
I was a nerd. I was on Divas.
Look at those bad
palms.
Girl, who did that?
I did pumps. I had a really nice booty in high school because I did the kick lines. And my booty was up there. I miss those days. Anywho,
So what happened? We didn't like each other. She told me this, but I don't remember why.
We did not like each other because we hung with two different groups of people.
So I was like the mean girls group.
Yeah, she was with the mean girls. Arkita. Marquita. Hey y'all. So they were popular, and it was like, it wasn't like what you see on TV where it's like groups of kids and they like battling against each other and stuff like that. But I mean, I don't even know how we became friends. I think you was talking to Lawrence.
I was.
And I was talking to Calvin.
Ooh, those were the days.
And we used to like skip school.
You know what? See, this is why I have to teach my daughter. No, we're not gonna deal with these boys. I could have had a track scholarship. Do you hear me?
She could
have. I was cold. I was like FloJo.
I was a track for a high second.
But guess what? I let a boy ruin all that. Okay. Yeah. So that's how we became friends.
And then we fell out right before we graduated. Don't you remember?
Mm-mm.
Sony and the guns and
we had guns.
We didn't have guns. Remember, there was like a gun thing, and like someone showed up at people's houses.
We didn't fight people, but I don't remember the whole. I don't know
why we fell out. See, this is why like high school really doesn't kind of matter because you don't even remember the stuff.
I just know that I was like kind of on 10. Like it was a lot of girls like trying to fight me my senior year, and like we showed up in some type of van.
Yes,
deep. Ready to fight all these, like, jumping out with bats. I was a mess.
It was a hot mess.
Oh, God delivered me.
And then we didn't like each other in college, and I remember.
Oh, she went to U of I. I went to Parkland.
And I remember seeing her, and I was drunk as hell. She was walking into this club, and I was leaving the club, and I was like, damn it, bitch. I don't even know why I didn't like her at that point.
I think we should have been friends, and you know how sometimes you see somebody and you're mad because you guys aren't friends anymore, but you're mad because you're not friends. Like, it really is not a reason that you don't like each other, but you're just mad because you're not friends.
Right.
I think that's what it was.
That was it.
I have amnesia, so it's a lot of stuff I don't remember.
Then we grew up.
Okay.
We grew up. Really? And we became friends again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fucked up. But I'm an adult, so I can say I fucked up.
Okay.
And her mom is going through a cancer battle.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom died of cancer. So, like, when it comes to death and sickness and stuff like that, I just kind of detached myself. Mm-hmm. So, I wasn't there for her the way I should have been.
Mm-hmm.
So, we fell out.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, me, I'm just like, fuck that bitch, I don't mean her, whatever. I don't know what's wrong with her. She mad, like, I still love me. I don't fuck wrong with her. She just stopped talking to me. And my children's father was like, that was your girl. Y'all need to make up. You just need to call her. You just need to talk to her. And I kind of reached out. We went to Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a conversation.
That was a very emotional conversation.
We started crying. As soon as we started talking.
And if I cry, it's like serious. Because I'm not a crier.
Like, I don't play that. I'd be scared.
Like, I'll be ready to fight when I cry. So, for me to cry, is you know it's something wrong. So, now we're here. And where are we now? What would you call this point in your life, like, right now? You're 35.
Transition.
So, your transition?
Trying to just figure out, like, I moved to Indiana. A lot of people would say it's because of her, but it's not. She can do it. Taxes are cheaper.
Yeah, when you buy a home, the taxes are cheaper. And you get nice, like, nice. Hello. You get quality.
I got like a 4-bedroom with a stupid big backyard for like $200. That would not happen.
A beautiful home.
I was looking in like the suburbs where they have the really, really nice school districts, and that was just ridiculous.
And taxes were $10,000 plus.
So, I would call it a transition just because I'm not with my children's father right now, and it's different than it was before. We're not together, so it's harder to take care of the kids and just try and figure out that whole take care of you, take care of the kids thing.
It's a struggle. And I think the difference between us, I've been a single mother. Mm-hmm. My daughter is 11. I've been a single mother before she was born. So to me, going into it, I look at it different. Like, oh, okay, she's 11. I got this. We moving along. Hey, I don't sweat nobody. You know what I mean? My attitude be like, keep it moving. So I think for you, you're learning because you were with him for damn near 11 years on and off. Because you guys were messing around before I had Leani.
Yeah.
So it was like a whole... So I watched your relationship from the beginning to the end, basically. But I look at things different. I take grief and dealing with my child... I went to the sperm bank.
I'm not even going to say my child, but I went to the motherfucking sperm bank.
We're going to leave it at that. But y'all that know me, don't ask no questions. I went to a sperm bank. So, with me, I raised her literally from me not having nothing. I've always had something from with my family aspect, but from me, like, in the mud. I remember making $7,000 a year. $7,000 a year. How can you take care of a child $7,000 a year? That's when I was in nursing school. So, I wasn't working full-time. I was just, like... PRN, you know, as you go, whatever. Oh, we didn't tell what we do. Okay, so as most of you know, I'm a nurse.
I'm an insurance. She's fine. I'm an underwriter. Underwriting assistant.
She'd be at home just on the phone.
Analyst.
So.
IT person.
So now that we're here, so I just look back at where we came from. Like I said, a lot of people don't know my story. They see my story from here, where I'm at right now, my glow phase. And they don't know. It was a point in time that I couldn't even buy my daughter Pampers. Like, I was literally living in the one bedroom, like, oh my God, I'm gonna pay my rent, you know. And I didn't tell people. I'm not one person to ask people. So a lot of people didn't know because that was nothing for me to share. Right. It was like, okay, I need to get it. I need to do what I need to do and move on. So now that we are in our glow phase, we have homes, we own our homes, we have great careers, and we're succeeding. I think for me, you say yours is transition, mine is peace. And I say mine is peace because a lot of people have seen my relationship in the public because I was posting everything. I went through a 4-year relationship, basically, and, you know, it was good. I don't have nothing really negative to say. We think some things happen and we're not together. And some point of that I regret. Because, like, hey, you know, you'd be like, that's my husband. Like, I know I'm gonna marry this person. So, some part of that I regret, but then at the same time, I need to be me. I needed to elevate me. It was certain things that stopped, and I allowed someone else to control certain decisions that I made in life. I'm not gonna really go into details, but I allowed somebody to control certain decisions, and right now, I think I'm just doing me. Like, I'm just, hey, making my good money, making my little 6 figures, you know, just doing it. You know, making all that. So, you know, it feels good, like, to be able to, and the reason I say peace, because it feels good to be able to pay your own mortgage and not need help. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying I don't want the companionship, you know, mm-hmm. everybody wants the companionship, but it feels good to be able to do it on your own and not need the help.
Right.
So I'm at peace. Peace is a good feeling.
I was, you know.
I'm gonna say this one, another one. That's gonna say that for the toxic as fuck episode.
Oh Jesus. Speaking of toxic, did you watch Malcolm and Marie?
Yes.
Girl.
Woo, it reminded me of my relationship.
I had 99,000 of those arguments, but the difference between like my ex situation mm-hmm. and Malcolm and Marie, we not sitting up there arguing that long. Mm. Like, that would have never happened. Somebody would have got up and left. Yeah. Somebody would have said something so ridiculous that it would have just ended. Like, we're not going to just, I'm not going to get in the tub, think about some more stuff to argue with you about, get out the tub, and now we are going to get it. It's not going to happen. But I do respect that because at least they stayed to work out whatever the hell
was going on.
Arguing about.
I agree. Because I think so many, I'm just speaking from my relationship and then like my friends. I can't speak for everybody, but I think so many, especially in the Black community, we don't know how to communicate.
We
were not taught how to communicate. We were not taught to express our feelings. I remember something incident happened with my daughter and her father, and she asked me, was it okay for her to communicate the way she felt? And I was like, of course. Yes. Without being disrespectful, you can say how you feel. And I think when we were taught, when we grew up, we were taught to be seen, not heard. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't tell our parents how we felt. Mm-hmm. We couldn't say, Mom, you hurt my feelings. It was like, oh, be quiet. You don't have an opinion. So I think with the Malcolm and Marie, it taught me a lesson like, oh, you have to learn how to take constructive criticism as well. You need to learn, if you're going to dish it out, you have to take it.
True.
Because a lot of times we could dish the shit out, but can we really take it? And it hurts our feelings.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he was trying to break her down.
He was trying to break her down, but he also was trying to get her to see, like, this is who you are. Stop making a funk. Like, you want this argument. You want to be debased. You want to be talked down to and degraded. Like, this is what you like. And a lot of the times I feel like both of them go for the jugular. I feel like in arguments and especially in relationships, people feel the need to go to
hurt.
The jugular.
I want to hurt you so bad that you hurt me. Yes.
And I do that. That's how I'm working.
I do it too. And I think I'm toxic. Like, I'll say something mean, and then I'll be like, oh, the next day, oh, I love you so much. I want to be with you.
Or I'm sorry.
You know,
I mean, I do that.
Work on you helping me to work on me. And, oh, there goes also, I'm going to say this too, with peace. I think with peace, you learn how to love yourself. Like, I never really knew how. I think I've always been in a relationship. Like, so I can remember, I've always been in a relationship. If I break up with one person, I always had an ex that I can go back to. Whether if I should or not, but I always had an ex that was there like, oh, Precious single, here she go.
See, me, I always have a setup going.
Oh, you have an action.
I have an exit strategy. So my last situation, before my last situation was like, me and him already kind of liking each other, so it was kind of like get out of this relationship
and jump into the next one,
into the other one.
Yeah,
that's without having time to figure out why this one didn't work.
Yeah,
and this is like the first time that I didn't have anything.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh, I had something.
Graduation.
I'm not even gonna give that the energy, but just know that I had something, and it didn't go well, and it wasn't worth it. So it taught me that something. I'm not even going to get up into the energy. But that something taught me stop.
Heal.
Heal from your 4 years that you was with this person. Heal and put, you know, get everything off that. Clear that story. Once that story is clear, then if you want to decide to be in a relationship, then go ahead and be in a relationship.
Well, what do you feel about relationship hoppers? Like, Lord.
Child.
Now see,
I got to sip my wine on
them. Okay, listen, because a lot of people saying Lori Ho, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Because see, I was reading this book called Ho Tactics.
Maybe I should read that.
And I ain't trying to be the hoe. That's the name of the book. The book is called Ho Tactics.
And the shoe fits which.
Oh,
no, I'm saying.
So it's like a difference between a hoe and a slut. And he was saying hoes mess with guys for certain things. Bags, purses, trips, status. Like, I'm going to mess with this doctor because I'm going to be in these circles because I want to do this.
Okay.
A slut is someone who is going from man to man because they need this physical thing. Like, they need sex from every person. I don't think she's either one. I feel like she's doing what us young people should have been doing when we were in our 20s.
I agree.
She's trying to figure out what she likes and what she don't like. Yeah. And I actually think that she actually likes Michael B. Jordan. Now, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know what her karma looks like.
Right, because she can't.
I don't know what she was telling Future. I don't know if Future really thought they was going to be together or
right.
She played him or whatever the case may be. But I hope that there's no karma coming back for her because she's posting him.
Yeah, and she's
he might be just having fun. She might be on some serious stuff.
And not even that, Louis Vuitton just sent them like Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan like a whole purse. I said, child, wait a minute.
Yeah, so I posted on my story. I had posted, like, do you think Lori's lucky?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think she's a slut?
I was torn. Okay, so I'm going to say this. Because if that was me, mm-hmm. if I was doing that right now, I feel like I would be like, oh, she's a hoe. Mm-hmm. She's a hoe. Because mm-hmm. every time a woman posts a new man every 6 months, oh, she a hoe. Mm-hmm. But how do you know what I'm doing with that man? How do you know if I'm even sleeping with him?
That's true.
And I hate when people judge because sometimes you don't sleep with everybody you talk to. I know. I have a lot of male friends, and I don't see where everybody I talk to. So I feel like what she's doing, I wish I would have done.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna say I feel like I did it, but I didn't do it with like successful people.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter.
She has money. Successful or she has not, money though.
Because I feel like if you mess with someone who's broke and you realize like I don't like these characteristics in the person that I'm being with, it doesn't really matter. You learn something from that person.
True.
But if you just out here fucking,
right? Nothing. That's being a hoe. If you out here fucking, that's being a hoe. That's being a slut.
Yeah. Because you ain't
so yeah, at least get something.
If you want to be a hoe, be a good hoe.
I'm going to say this. I think for my younger self, what I would have taught my younger self, yes, go and secure your own bag. Secure it young. You know, right out of high school, go to college, secure your bag young. But also live your life. Like, you know, I love my child, but I wish I would have made different decisions that I would have probably, you know, waited until I was like 35. You know what I mean? To have a child. Because then I would have been really more successful versus struggling. But what the struggling has taught me is taught me to appreciate what I have more. Mm-hmm. So when I come on social media and I'm showing and I'm feeling myself because I deserve it. Yeah. I deserve it. So, but what I would have taught my younger self is like, be you. Mm-hmm. Don't settle. Don't sugarcoat it. Mm-hmm. You know, because I could be very boisterous and I could just be off the chain. But I'm coming into myself like, not saying I can't take constructive criticism, but I'm like, hey, I'm me. Yeah. I'm doing me. Like, if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. Two, you don't have to deal with me. Yeah. Three, you ain't paying my fucking bills. Okay. So, you know, and I think back to men, I'll talk on men part. I feel like a lot of men have put us in a box where we shouldn't. They feel like, oh, if we start talking or if we say this, oh, she's loud, she's ghetto, she's this, she's that. Why? Because I'm speaking how I feel. But what about the way y'all treat women? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about women. What about the way y'all open y'all legs and letting men treat y'all that way, mm-hmm. and y'all ain't get nothing in return?
Nothing. But headaches.
Ooh.
Not flowers.
Not even flowers. You know what? I used to want, I'm going to say this and now we can go, whatever. But I used to want my ex to buy me flowers like every week. And one guy told me, he was like, Cream, if you want flowers, you need to, if you gonna expect somebody to do something for you, you should do it for yourself. So I thought I'd buy myself flowers every week. Why not? That makes me happy. But I think some men don't understand that those little things can go a long way.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the bare minimum.
And my son, my little baby, he's 5. Come on, Jake. And he will be like, oh, let's get mommy flowers. He's very good about that because he knows I like flowers. Or we'll go to the store and he'll be like, "Mommy, you gonna get yourself some flowers this time." And so I think that that's good to show kids, like, you know, mommy bought herself some flowers. She's gonna wait on somebody else to buy her some flowers, or she do nice things for herself, or she takes care of herself. Because you know, Jake will tell me in a minute, "You want to get your nails done?"
That's another thing too. I make sure I get my toes done every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. Because I feel like that makes me happy. My ex, he didn't care about that. He was like, oh, you go, okay. But that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Like, why not? Child, I want to look good. When I step out, I need you to see great.
You see me? That's what I want to say.
So I don't know. So what? So what else? Let's speak about this Ari.
Ari should write a book. Mm-hmm. I need her to write a book. I need her to tell me what she doing, what she slanging, what's going on. I feel like if social media was around like it is now, we might have did something differently.
I would have got my body done.
I would have found me a rapper.
Ooh, and moved to Atlanta.
Atlanta. I would have moved to Atlanta.
I know. Not that
straight out of high school.
Atlanta is low.
We got it together.
I would have did that too, I think.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they just live it.
They just living like kids. They knocked up.
They got a nanny.
They got
nanny. Child, I would be like,
nannies.
I think Carla would do that. If I pay her real good.
Yeah.
She'll be a
nanny. She'll definitely do it. Get her a bag or something.
Yeah.
A car.
I get her
a
car.
And get her in the kitchen. My mama can make some good ass
cakes. Ooh, them cakes. Yeah. When they sold in all the pizza, I'm going to have to get her a little plug.
And I don't even eat cake like that.
But it's good. It's real good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's that. So, what you got new coming up?
Well, oh my God. I done jam-packed my year. Now, I said my real goal for 2021 was just one extra stream of income. But, like, I feel like this is what really creative people, like, when they go crazy and they start doing drugs, I feel like this is why. Because you have all these ideas in your head, and to get them all out makes you feel crazy. So, I got, like, four different ideas, four different businesses that I want to do. I don't know if I'm going to do all of them. But I'm going to have to do something with each one of them because it makes me crazy. Like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, thinking about it. Like, oh, I could do this. So be on the lookout for some shea butter.
Shea butter.
My loungewear line.
I just want to be a mono.
And boys clothing line. And the podcast. Joe Budden, I see you. I'm coming for Joe, okay? Not like relationship, but I'm gonna be in the clubhouse like, what up?
You better. I feel like we limit ourselves if we don't be like, oh, this is my opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm about to run for it. You know, I met a woman. True story, real quick. I met a woman who started her own school.
What?
Yeah. Which is something that I got going on. But she started her own school, real talk. And she's like, me and her talk once a week. She's in Vegas. She's helping me set up my next business. And I'm like, damn, she really doing it. So, make a long story short, I feel like you just have to go after it. You never know who going to help you.
And that's why Clubhouse is dope.
Yeah.
Because I be on Clubhouse, and I be using Clubhouse the way it's supposed to be used.
She be on Clubhouse.
Like, I be on Clubhouse. I be sending her messages, and she don't respond.
I went on there the other day.
It's fine.
With Karen Civil. I went on there.
That was lit. She said we can ask her any questions.
Yeah, on coming up this week. We're going to go
Monday.
On. Yeah. Just send me the link and I'm going to get on.
But I want a lot. Like, there's stuff on there for single black moms. There's stuff on there for, like, podcasters. And, like, I be trying to learn stuff. Like, it'd be, like, some wild clubhouse rooms. Like, come here if you a hoe. Like, come here if you're trying to smoke. You need some weed. Like,
okay.
What is happening?
Yeah, no.
Like,
no.
So I don't use Clubhouse for that. But you can learn a lot on Clubhouse. And there's, like, it's free.
Might as well.
Like, I don't know why it's free, but it's free. And you can learn a lot of different things.
I think everyone should take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Even if you don't have a business, you can learn something about interpersonal communication because we can all learn how to communicate better.
Ooh, child, that's a word. That's a word.
It is a word.
I'm going to learn how to communicate. Mm-hmm. I just say whatever I want to say.
She do. She is the more open. I'm the introverted extrovert.
What? Wait, let me say this real quick. But it depends on who I'm with. Because in my 4-year relationship, I was very submissive.
She was different.
I was so submissive.
Now, half of the relationship, we were not friends. The other half, we were. And she was different.
I was so different. I did whatever.
Yeah.
I did whatever. Because I wanted to show him. And I think that's what we need to stop doing. I wanted to be something different. Like, I wanted to prove to him, like, oh, I could be the wife. I could be this. I could be that. And I gave it all.
And see, that's why. See, that's what I do. I mold myself
to be something
into whatever I think the person wants instead of.
And that
then I look around and I'm like, oh shit, I'm miserable. Yeah. Because I put all my energy into the other person.
I'm not doing that
anymore. Or I put all my energy into something.
And then you drain yourself.
Yeah.
And then you have nothing left for yourself and you're depleted and you're over here looking like, I used to be running. Trying to come home, cook. Trying to come home, wash clothes.
What? Well, I used to cook every day.
I used to cook like 3 times a week.
That was a mess.
And he was like, you know what? I don't cook. He was like, ain't nobody tell you you had to cook. You had to cook because of Layani. I said, huh?
She eats the Hot Pockets.
Never. Hello?
What did she say?
So, you know what? You know what I go?
When I don't feel like cooking, my kids eat Salisbury steak bangles meals.
Girl, they would be like, what's this? But these your kids still small. They don't know.
What's wrong with
that? It's good. Steak? It's good, but she just never used to eat
that. Oh, well, child, I can't. Really? Every day I don't feel like cooking.
She's
extra. I have a new job, so it's different. Like, yeah. I can't be like, well, I gotta get off because I gotta. And the pandemic done ruined everything, so there's no boundaries. Like, I'm working at home, and then the kids are at home, so they just be like, you at home, so you can work until 9 o'clock at night, whatever. So I just be like, go in there and get you some Hot Pockets. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They good. They wrong.
They'll be okay. They're making it. They ain't dead, child.
They ain't dead.
They eating.
They killing me more than they killing them. Anywho.
Yeah?
Anywho. I think that was it. You can cut all this out.
I don't know, child.
You can cut all this out.
I think you can.
We done.
So.
I think we done.
Make sure y'all, you have to end it.
We don't have to end it. That don't end theirs.
Oh, well, fuck it.
We done.
Who does that?